You all are probably aware of the RTE Big Autumn offering that was launched with fanfare, and that is The Walsh Sisters, a TV series based on the Marion Keyes series of books. And of course, Marion Keyes is one of Ireland's most successful ever authors. I'd say probably coming second only to Maeve Binchy. So there was a huge furore and a huge sense of anticipation when this TV adaptation was launched. And it, as I say, it's called The Walsh Sisters. It was launched a couple of weeks ago and it's getting quite an amount of traction in the media. But of course, fans of Marion Keyes will be watching and asking themselves, is it as good as the book? Now, I'd love to know if anyone out there who has read the book has watched the TV series, and what did you make of it all? So do let me know on 083 300 3300. And just to get the ball rolling on that particular debate, I spoke earlier to actress Caroline Menton. Caroline plays the role of Rachel in The Walsh Sisters. And I began by asking her, is she a fan of the Marion Keyes books?
Yeah, so I'm actually one of five girls. I also have a brother, give him a big shout out. And my two eldest sisters, one in particular, is a huge, huge, huge Marion Keyes fan, devoted fan. And she read all of her books. They were always in my house growing up. And obviously, you know, they've got such distinctive covers. So I kind of inherited her books via my sisters, which I think is quite cool and cosmic, you know, in relation to The Walsh Sisters. So I'd already read Rachel's Holiday. And so when I, you know, when I saw the audition come through, like, I think, you know what, Marion is such a national treasure. And even if you haven't read her books, you have to be familiar with her and her work and the contribution she's made just to our culture. And so when I got the audition through and I saw it was a Marion Keyes adaptation, I was hooked. I was so invested. I gave everything to the audition process because I was like, I have to be a part of this in some capacity.
And did you audition for the role of Rachel?
Yeah, so it was actually a really interesting audition process. So they had each actor audition for, so I auditioned for Rachel and Anna. And then you alternated in the audition. So you would read for Rachel and then you'd leave the room, you'd come back in and then you'd read for Anna. So, and also when I had, you do this thing called a chemistry test, and it's literally to see if actors have chemistry together when they're playing the parts. So myself and Louisa Harland, who plays Anna, we had a chemistry test together. And she would play Anna and then we'd swap and then she'd be Rachel and then I'd be Anna. So it was really cool. I've never experienced an audition process like that.
And what's the reaction been like? Because I know, not to my dismay, I haven't seen it yet, but it's on my binge list. I'm taping them all and keeping them for binging on in the bank holiday weekend. But what's the reaction been like? Because the books are so beloved and Marion Keyes is so beloved. Have people been happy with the TV series? Are you being recognised in the street, etc.?
No, I've not been recognised in the street.
Not yet.
When you watch it, and actually a lot of people seem to be doing that, they want to just get it all on the iPlayer or record all of it and then binge it, because it's a very binge-worthy series. But Rachel has these very distinctive bangs, fringe. It's like a side fringe. But so she's got this big hair. So I actually don't really look that similar to Rachel, so that's quite cool. It's like a complete transformation. But as far as I'm aware, like the response to our adaptation of her books, because it's very important to say, it's kind of, you know, we've taken the essence from the books and kind of presented our interpretation of her books.
Yeah.
And it's a contemporized version. So I think the response overall has been quite positive. And obviously, you know, like you said, she's so beloved. Her work, her characters, the world that Marion's created is so beloved. And she's got such a massive fan base. So, you know, with that comes a lot of pressure and you want to fulfill those expectations and you want to do her readers proud as well and do their expectations justice. So as so far, we're halfway through the series. There seems to be have been, like, so far a positive response. So hopefully that continues.
Oh, that's brilliant. And why do you think the Walsh sisters are so popular as characters? Is it because they're so relatable? I mean, do we all recognise ourselves in one of the sisters?
Yeah, I think that's a really accurate way to put it. I think they're really relatable. And also, I just think, you know, anything that revolves around family is just so easy to connect to, because there's always going to be hopefully someone that you really feel you understand or you connect with their story. And it's just like, if you have siblings, it's that sibling dynamic as well. Like, it can be really tricky and it can be challenging, and you know, you have to find ways to navigate it. And how do you engage with each other as family members and each other's lives and the problems and challenges they face? So I like to think that there'll be at least something for everyone to relate to within the story, whether it be like mental health or, you know, motherhood or grief or, you know, just the struggles of life and how we engage with and deal with things. And that's what Marion does so well in her work. She explores the human condition, but she does it in such a human, you know, accessible, like funny way. She's so good at, and I think that's a real Irish way to deal with, you know, the adversities of life. It's like that saying, like, if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah.
And I think we're very good at making light of, like, heavy, painful situations.
Yeah. And I would argue, because I've read, like your sister and yourself, I've read all of Marion Keyes' books. And the last one I read was again Rachel. And I kind of feel that Rachel is the most interesting of the sisters. And of course, she's had her struggles with the booze. And was that hard to play?
Yeah, I think it was just really important because, you know, my understanding of addiction is it's very unique to each individual, and everyone's struggle and journey with it is so personal to them. So it was really important for me to go away and do as much research as I possibly could and talk to as many people who would have a lot more knowledge or experience of it than I would. So,
Was it fun to shoot the whole series, Caroline? And where did you shoot it? Was it shot in Dublin, London, where?
No, so we shot it all over Dublin, which was really cool because I'm from Dublin. And yeah, I think it shows off Dublin. Dublin's looking very well in this series, I have to say. And it was so much fun. Like, honestly, our crew were so much crack and they were just so much fun to work with. And there was such a good energy on set. I'm sure you're aware of the cast. Like, what an incredible, esteemed cast of people. Oh my God. And like, you've got like Aidan Quinn, you've got Carrie Crowley, like, you know, Louisa, Danny, like Stephanie, and these people who have this such an impressive body of work, but are so down to earth, so lovely, so generous. And it's like so much crack. It's just, I love working at home, because particularly when you're working with like a predominantly Irish cast and Irish crew, it's just, you just don't have crack like that.
Yeah.
It's very special. You know, yeah. Yourself.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, listen, there's a few more episodes to go yet on RTE. So those of us who are hoping to catch up with it on Player will have a chance to see it as well. Great talking to you, Caroline. Well done. And
the
best
of
luck. Best of luck in future projects as well.
Thanks a million.
Now, if that lady's voice sounded familiar, that's because she is the actress Caroline Menton, who played Rachel, or is currently playing Rachel, in The Walsh Sisters by Marion Keyes, based on the books by Marion Keyes, currently showing on RT television. I think it's on Sunday nights. I'm dying to ask listeners, have any of you seen it? And is it worth watching? Because I don't know about the rest of you, but I always feel a little bit hesitant about watching a TV or a film adaptation of a book that I've loved. And as you probably heard me say to Caroline, I've read every book Marion Keyes has ever written. I've loved every one of them. I think she's one of our best writers, arguably one of our best female writers since Maeve Binchy. So I'm just a little bit afraid that they'll have made a mess of the TV adaptation. And I say that having seen none of it and having heard very little about it because I was out of the country. So has anyone out there seen it, particularly Marion Keyes fans of the book, and does it do the books justice? That's what I'd like to hear this afternoon. I'm sure many of you have seen it because Sunday night is kind of a night where everyone is staying in preparation for the week ahead. Joan has been on already and says she loved the TV series. She hasn't read all the books, but she feels that yes, the TV series is true to the books.